Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter mit Sechtes Brachis, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Beis. Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, Hayim Espalel, he would daven, B'knisa Seila Beis HaMedrash, he would come into the Beis HaMedrash to learn Torah. Ubi Yitziyasai, and after he finished learning, he would daven Tfila Kitzara, a short Tfila. We're talking about this here, because after davening, you're supposed to be Koveya, a time to learn Torah in the Beis HaMedrash. Azai Shteit in Shulchan Aruch, Arachayim, Simen Kuf Nun Hei, Sif Aleph. Here, let me read to you. The Lashon of the Mechaber, that's the Beis Yosef, Simen Kuf Nun Hei. Acher sheyetzim mibeis haKnesses, after you leave the Beis haKnesses in the morning, a Beis haKnesses is a place which is only for davening, yelech lebeis haMedrash, which is for learning. Yakava eis lilmai Torah, and establish a time to learn Torah. V'tzarach sheyetzim eis yakavua, it should be set. In other words, shelo yevarenu. Not one day yes, one day not. Af umhusavar larviyach harba, even if he thinks he's going to make a lot of money. The Mishnah Berurah brings that if someone leaves the Beis HaKnesses and he goes into the Beis HaMedrash and he's Isaac in Torah, he's Zaycha umakabul Pnei HaShchina. I don't know exactly what that means, but you could imagine. It means you have a whole different kind of a life. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Yelchu mechayel al chayel, Yeroi el elekim bitziyan. You go like from one army to the other, from davening to learning. Now, in those days, they had a separate Beis HaKnesses. Or I should say, everyone has separate Beis HaKnesses for davening and a Beis HaMedrash for learning. But Bezman Hazeh, it's still Nogaya, says the Mishnah Berurah. After davening, you should sit down and learn something. After all, after 120, says the Mishnah Berurah, when a person comes up, they're going to ask him questions. And one of the questions is, will you kovei itim l'tayra? So it's best that you do it in the morning to fulfill this pasuk. And if you're going to go to work first, you may just never get around to learning. In Sif Beis, it says, before you go to the Beis HaMedrash, you should eat pas shachris. So in other words, the main thing is before you go off to work, you should try to have some seder in learning. Now, the Meiri says that's why, after we discuss the halachis of davening, we're learning about Rav Nechunya ben Akana's tefillah as he came into the Beis HaMedrash, because it would make sense. After shachris, you're going to the Beis HaKnesses. So therefore, Rav Nechunya ben Akana, hayem espalel, he would daven b'knisas in the Beis HaMedrash as he came into the Beis HaMedrash to learn Torah, or be yitziyasi, and also after he left, tefillah kitzara, a short tefillah. Amar lei samidim said to him, ma mokim letefillah zu, what is the point of this tefillah? Amar lem, he said to them, b'knisasi, when I enter, ani mispalish letera to kol al yadi, I daven that no harm will come to others because of me. What does that mean? He's sitting in the Beis HaMedrash. How could he cause harm to someone? Zakta batanura. I shouldn't make a mistake, and my friends may smile, and they're going to be punished for that. So I'm going to cause them to be punished. And also explains the Tosfos Yomtov. If I pass in the wrong way, people are going to do something which is not right. Ubi yitziyasi, when I leave, ani noisin hayda al chelki, I thank Hashem for my lot, that He gave me such friends, that He put me in such a place, that I am from the Yoshvei Beis HaMedrash. The Bat Nura says everyone has to say this tefillah. What is exactly the tefillah? In the Gemara we have the full nusach. When he came in, he said, "Yehi ratzon lefanecha Hashem Elokai, shelo ye'era dvar tekol al yadi. No harm should come to others because of me. V'lo ye'ekashel bedvar halacha. I shouldn't make a mistake with a dvar halacha. V'yismuchu bichaver. My friends should be happy and then be punished. And I shouldn't say the wrong psak. V'lo yomer al tamei tar. I shouldn't say on something that is tamei that it's tar. V'lo al tar tamei. And not on something which is actually tar. I shouldn't rule that it's tamei. V'lo yikashli chaveri b'dvar halacha v'esmach b'hem. And it shouldn't happen that my friend should make a mistake and I should feel good they made a mistake." There are different girsais, different nuschais, in what the actual tefillah is. On his way out, he says, "Maiden lefanecha Hashem alekai, shesamte chelki meyoshvei beis hamedrash, v'loi samte chelki meyoshvei kranai." Sounds familiar. It's what we say by Asiyam. Baruch Hashem, this is where my friends are. This is where I am amongst the people who are sitting in the beis hamedrash, not those that are sitting by the corners. Sha'ani mashkim vehei mashkimim. I get up and they get up. Ani mashkim ledevei Torah vehei mashkimim ledvarim betelim. Ani amal vehema melem. I work and they work. Ani amal amakabel schar. I work and I am makabel my schar for olam haba. They work and they're not makabel schar. I'm running and they're running. I'm running l'chay olam haba and they're running l'ber shachas. So you all know the famous vart from the Chavetz Chaim. What does it mean? They work and they're not makabel schar. You have people that work and they get a big reward. Well, in business, or if you're a craftsman, whatever it is, if you're successful, you make money. Sometimes money is good, sometimes it's not. Depends what you do with it. But if you work and you're not successful, you don't get anything. It's limud haTorah. As hard as you work, that's how you get paid for. Maybe down here you're not the biggest guy, you're not the best boy in the class, you're not the Mitsuyan Shabbat Mitsuyan, but in Shemayim, the reward goes in how hard you work to learn. Somebody once came to the Chavetz Chaim. He said, I have no hatzlacha in learning. It's so hard for me. The whole year I just managed to learn 4 blot. The Chavetz Chaim said, 400 blot? That's amazing. So he thought maybe the Chavetz Chaim doesn't hear well. He said, no, 4 blot. And again, the Chavetz Chaim repeated it. 400 blot, that's amazing. Finally, the Chavetz Chaim saw they don't understand. He said, what did Chazal tell us? One time learning when it's difficult, you get the reward of 100 times learning when it's not difficult. So 4 blot and it was so hard for you to learn, that's like 400 blot. And you say learning 400 blot is not called a success?